Ready?
Yeah, let's go for it.
How do, paranormal people? Welcome back to the Ghost Encounters Podcast Show.
We're back again.
Here we are.
All of us. All four of us are here now.
Full house.
Again. Who's under the table again?
Oh, dear.
Are you looking, Marie?
So, yeah, Marie, I don't want to kick anybody.
No.
So, how is everyone?
All right.
Cold. Yeah, it's freezing.
It is cold.
It is very cold.
Should be in bed now.
I know. Stupid coming out at this hour in the cold.
You'd have been sat at home doing nothing if you didn't come out here.
Sat at home doing nothing with my pyjamas on in front of the log burner.
Yeah.
You could have come out and then rung us all.
Yeah, we could have done it
from home.
I couldn't have done because I can't wait at that.
We can work from home.
Nick could have done.
I struggle, to be honest.
You could have rung us all, couldn't you?
Yeah. What we're going to do anyway on the second last podcast.
Not forever. It's not the last podcast forever.
We did the last one last week, but it didn't.
Oh, right, I'm with you.
We didn't record. The audio recording, we all looked fabulous, but you couldn't hear us.
We all looked fabulous.
So what are we talking about?
We're going to hopefully have it all recorded this time and the sound.
Yeah, so seeing as though the last one we recorded didn't work, I think that people would don't want to miss out on the experience that we had at a place that we went to.
They might do. Although... it was haunted.
AF.
Haunted as a haunted place could be. Apparently.
There was no apparently. First-hand experience.
If there's such thing as a ghost, they might have one.
Yeah, I think they have one.
Who's gone?
I think they have more than one.
Yes.
Scary. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Some parts was, weren't they?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
We don't normally get scared, do we, Nick?
We didn't. We were just saying that.
You know when you
go out with people that never get scared, and it's like a bit of a security blanket for you, because being a woman, some of these places can be quite intimidating, quite scary. And then when you've got these two with you, you kind of feel, oh, I'm all right, because I've got these two with me, and... these are never scared, so it must be all right. So when these pair get scared, it's like, oh, my God, what am I going to do now?
Yeah, your security blanket had holes in last week.
It did. It absolutely did. And I've never seen Nick C uncomfortable or say that he didn't like being in a particular situation. And I've certainly never, ever heard Nick T say, he didn't actually want to enter a room. In fact, I think at one point you went after ladies first.
Always a gentleman, always try, you know.
Ladies first.
I tried, and she refused. She didn't take me up on the offer to go through the door.
It was bad, actually, because I was the mug that went in first, wasn't I? In the end, because everybody was hugging everybody else on the landing. So anyway, no, I went in and it was the static when you walked through the door was terrible. It was, you feel it all over. I don't know what Mark was doing. What was Mark doing?
I mean, who knows what Mark was doing.
He was playing with his camera, I think.
Trying to sort his cameras out.
Just playing with his camera.
But for serious investigators, which as much as we mess around and we have a laugh, we try to get some serious evidence,
we have got
don't
some
we?
Good stuff, yeah.
We do try to. But for serious investigators to go into a place and be too frightened to enter a room, that's pretty much unheard of, isn't it, with us? So there was something very strange going on that night.
Would you say you were frightened?
Don't know. It was just unnervy.
When I was sat in that room, what got me was, it was horrible. And I think, I don't know what it was, I was really uncomfortable. For about 5 minutes, I was really uncomfortable. I didn't want to look in the doorway or anything. And in the end, you just sort of just get a grip of yourself. Like. So you can hear on, well, you can't hear it, but we got the audio to it, and you actually hear me say, get a grip or whatever, and I've asked for this, so, you know, I need to, because it was, I didn't, I'd have gone, I'd have walked out of that room at that point.
Yeah, the difference with me in that room, though, what didn't happen to me then, because obviously I was blindfolded and had earphones on, so I couldn't see anything, I couldn't really hear anything, so no. I was oblivious to anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Yours happened before. Yours happened before that, when the first time we saw that shadow figure on the landing over in that other doorway. Yeah. That, and also you jumped in this, and when we were up in the attic as well, something made you jump. Although you were sitting down, you did actually sort of jerk back, and something startled you, and you jumped in the attic as well.
It's that black in the attic. It's that dark. Jet black, you can't see anything, but to see something to go even darker,
that's strange, isn't it?
It's weird. Yeah,
it's like
weird.
How can something go darker than the darkest that you've seen to start with?
I just don't.
It is quite bizarre.
So it was good anyway, wasn't it?
But I think we'll perhaps, because Mark was there, wasn't he? So maybe we'll get Mark in one night and we'll have a full chat about that and
We've found out Monday that he has actually recorded it, even though his flare camera didn't catch it. His night vision camera did record it,
yeah,
didn't it?
Yeah.
The Estes experiment. A lot of it, to everybody listening now, we saw a few things, heard a few things early on. And they weren't just minor things, they were decent stuff. But the best stuff we got, we did an Estes experiment on the second floor of the building. And Gresley Hall, have we mentioned it? We were at Gresley Hall. I don't know whether
probably
we mentioned
not.
It.
Probably not. I don't think so, no.
And Nick was in one room, and the other three of us, there was four of us on the investigation, were in the other room. He's obviously got the blindfold and the headphones on, and we're asking him questions, and we're having a conversation. It's pretty good. But not only that, it made stuff. There was stuff appearing in the doorway.
Manifesting.
Yeah, it was manifesting and stuff like that. And the stuff I saw was really, really good. The best stuff I've seen. It could be ever. I have seen full apparitions, but this... There was something about this that sort of got to you. It wasn't like, and I know everybody wants to see an apparition, don't they? If they're a paranormal investigator or a ghost hunter, whatever, walking in the middle of the day in the woods and seeing a bloke walk past you and disappear, you can't get any better than that, you think. But I think it was the way it happened, and
definitely. I mean, it was late at night because. We had the building from 12 o'clock till 6 o'clock in the morning, so there was actually another paranormal team investigating there up until the 12 o'clock. We took it on after them. So,
and that could have helped, couldn't it? Could have built the energy.
I think it might have done.
Could have done, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was everything that happened. I think you have to put everything together and don't look at all the separate things that were going on individually, because we were doing the Estes, so we were actually communicating with somebody during the Estes. While communicating with them, some of the answers they were giving was insinuating that something was going to appear, somebody was going to come in, and that we were going to see something. Then not only did we hear someone in the doorway, we then saw someone in the doorway. So when you put all of those things together, it becomes quite impressive, actually, doesn't it? So not only are you talking to them, not only can you hear them, but you can also see them.
And didn't you have the video footage of the seat with the heat?
Yes.
Yes.
And the footprints. Yeah.
One thing we did catch with the flare camera, as Mark was filming it, Mark had got this flare camera and he'd filmed all night with it. And all the footage has been lost. Now, we take the mech out of Mark sometimes, saying he can't press the start button or the on button or the record button. But I took a couple of pictures of his screen and it was actually a recording. You can see on it because you can see the numbers. Do you know what I mean? Mm. So it was, and we have got a picture of the seat where it's still warm and where the footprints were, mm-hmm. as though something was sat on there. Now, Mark was sat on that chair, but it was a good half an hour, 40 minutes after he'd gone, because we did the same with your footprints, didn't we? And within 5 minutes, them footprints had gone, hadn't they?
Because it was so cold, Faye. Mm. So any heat signature was soon disappeared. Dissipating quickly because it was so cold. I mean, we were only able to investigate for maybe 30, 40 minutes at a time. And then we had to keep going downstairs to the break room, which was the only room with a bit of heating.
Mm.
So we had to keep going down there regularly because it was so bitterly cold. So I think the heat signatures were disappearing quicker than normal anyway. And it was staying real orange. It was quite a strong, and it was on the seat, but it wasn't just on the seat. There was two footprints on the floor in front of the chair, like it would be if somebody was sitting there.
I saw that,
You know, it was bizarre, and it stayed there for a long, long time.
And you two, did you not have a few weird things going on at home?
Yeah, after that's right.
I had one, a little unnerving, but yeah, there was just the one where all the lights, as if they were on a dimmer switch, and we don't have dimmer switches, so, you know, they're not dimming bulbs, but it was almost like it was just sitting there, and all of a sudden it was just like, and then the lights went down, everywhere went black, and then it just, all the lights came back on again. And it just happened that once. It was very strange, and it felt a bit odd at the time when it was happening. But I'm a firm believer, which I've always done, if I've felt anything strange after going anywhere, an investigation is just, silly as it sounds, standing up, standing my ground, putting my intention out there that, you know, it's not happening. So, you know, you can do one, basically, and then get the sage out, and then everything's okay. And I've always managed to deal with it in that way. And there's been nothing since. And I've felt quite comfortable. So I don't think.
About you, Nick?
I haven't. I felt something run over me. I thought the cat had run over me, but the cat was asleep on the sofa. But Lisa and Reeve, we've seen quite a few things. All different stuff.
Because you were feeling quite, something was off, weren't you?
Yeah, I felt a bit weird after. So I'm still not right now.
Mm.
But do you want me to tell you what has happened?
Go on.
I seem to have opened up more since I've been.
Okay.
I've had quite a few things come through since there, which is weird.
Mm.
So I'm working with that at the minute, which, that's good. But when you think back about it, what did we have? We had direct responses to questions from you on the Estee. Yeah. It's a shame, really. We're going to have to try and do it another way around so you can experience what we experienced. Whether it's a work or not, I don't know, because it's just good this way, the way we do it. But I'd like to have seen what you were like in our situation, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We saw shadows, didn't we? Shadow people. We heard people walking. This has all happened on one night. This is ridiculous, like an episode of Most Haunted. Honestly.
Without all the edits.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. we had a little bit of knocking, but nothing much. We didn't mess around with that shit, knocking. We had proper stuff, didn't we?
Whistling.
We had whistling.
Quite real clear.
Real good whistle.
Whistling.
And it actually whistled through when Nick was talking on the
over the top, so we knew it wasn't Nick, you know, so.
And this is at 4:30 in the morning, so there's nobody about. We've had footsteps, we've had shuffling, we've had movement, we've had touching you. But everything really, there wasn't much.
And
we've had an apparition.
The light anomalies, energy.
That's what got me.
Yeah.
The mapping of a figure with twinkly
light.
Red and white lights. That's the thing. that unnerved me the most, because as that was happening, or just before that was happening, you mentioned using energy.
Okay.
You just said the word energy.
Energy. Which, well, I don't know why.
Which you, kind of made sense, because, you know, I mean? I think that's what you were seeing.
Yeah. That's the thing. That, so we had mostly everything apart from somebody sat down or something flying up in the air or something like that.
Apart from poltergeist activity.
Yeah, we just had, we had intelligence activity.
I think we had everything
activity.
Else. We did, yeah.
It was good all-round investigation. Probably one of the best I've been on. It's got to be antique because it was that much.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Definitely.
It's why we do. It's anyway, nights like that are why we do.
And nights like that are very few and far between, oh, yeah. aren't they? I mean, you can go for years and years and not have an experience.
Well, I was
like
off
that,
expecting
so.
Just sit there. I knew we'd get something through the ASTI, as in responses, because no matter where we go, we tend to get that anyway.
Yeah.
Don't we? We do get that.
Mm.
But as far as everything else, I was expecting just sit in a cold, dark house and just get the odd thing, you know. I couldn't have wished for anything more than what we got.
Mm.
Yeah, we did get quite a bit.
That's good.
Mm. I think going forward, I think it would be interesting to try and get in at the same kind of time one evening.
Yeah.
And just record everything, as in, you know, video record, not just audio, and try and record it and put together a bit of a short film, if you like, of the investigation and see.
Yeah, yeah. We need
and,
to really.
Put it out there, yeah.
Because
it's all well and good sitting here and telling people, but it's better if they can. It's almost like they experience it with you when they can.
What we need
watch
to do
it,
is get somebody to film it as we're doing what we're doing.
Yeah,
because it's hard, isn't it, to investigate properly
and film at the same time.
At the same time.
Well, Faye's a very good videographer.
Videographer.
Yeah, Faye used to.
Queen.
Well, you used to record a lot of our investigations in the early days, didn't you? You used to come along and carry the cameras and used to record a lot. And Faye's quite a good videographer.
That's what we could do with. Because, like you say, you can't really. I mean, there's no way you can experience what we experienced and. I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say, really. But
would we have caught that on camera if we'd have got Adam rolling?
Well, that's another thing, isn't it? But at least we'd have had the reaction from us on, wouldn't we?
Well, you certainly would have picked up. Well, we have picked up the whistling and the shuffling noises and the heat signatures.
I need to get the video off Mark from in that room. Because I've got the audio from the whole of the Estes, and I think it's 42 minutes long, the Estes is. So, and he was recording with his infrared, wasn't he? So I could do a getting that off him and having a good look through it to see if he has caught anything in the doorway.
Mm.
I don't know if he's... But I was facing the doorway, right in the doorway, as I am here now. That's how I was. He was over the corner, so he wouldn't have caught all the doorway, would he?
No. No.
But
hindsight's a wonderful thing, isn't it? If we'd have thought for 1 minute that we might have caught something so fantastic in that doorway, I think everybody would have positioned themselves slightly better.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But, you know.
It's like that, isn't it? We always say it, we always do it. Oh, why don't they take a photo of it? Why don't they film it? It's mental how things happen and you don't do it.
Yeah.
We've seen a UFO in the same place and none of us filmed it because we were driving, so we can't, can you? You know.
Well.
And so all in all, it was good, wasn't it?
Mm.
Very good. I was well impressed with it.
Yeah. Yeah, we will need to return and do a bit of a follow-up, I think. A sequel.
A sequel to it, yeah.
Part two.
So what else have... Faye's Reiki now. Faye can do Reiki now.
Yeah.
Do you know, I've forgotten all about it.
Did you? Have you not tried anything? Have you?
Not read.
Oh,
no. Dead naughty.
Dead naughty.
You want me in the rooms, don't you?
No, it crystals.
Yeah.
Yeah, Andrew, I'm waiting for your class.
Well, I am starting that after Christmas, definitely. No, I am definitely starting, but you need to... laying him if you're going to do it.
I've got him ready.
I don't know about that. You're going to have to meditate on the runes and,
oh, right,
and stuff like that.
Are you going to teach this in your class?
Yes.
That's all right.
We'll only be doing two runes at a time.
How come you've done nothing else with your Reiki then, naughty girl?
Honestly, I've not had time at all.
How much time do you have to spend doing it?
Actual reading up? Reading up is off your own back, isn't it? Right. Self-healing, I should do at least 15 minutes twice a day.
Twice a day? Mm. Every day?
Mm, for 21
days.
Have
you done any?
A little bit, I did at the beginning.
You must be able to spare 15 minutes.
It's just a nightmare. It's a knackered.
You have to do it, don't you?
Work and looking after my mother.
Yeah.
Getting home, doing all that. I should make time.
I've got
an
absolute mental life, just like you have as well, I know. Busy. But I make time to meditate.
Mm. I think everybody should make time for themselves.
I've just got nowhere to do it.
I thought you got a shed?
Yeah, that's full of homeless animals isn't it? Brought home.
Homeless animals?
Got no space to sit down, let alone anything
what
else.
Have you got?
Layla with the rabbits and everything.
Rabbits?
Isaac's got his PlayStation stuff in. He's now got his DJing stuff in there, so he's down there every night.
Well, all I can say, Faye, is you've let it happen.
Yes.
You're the lady of the house. You've let it happen.
It won't be long before you're renting a room off me. I do Reiki.
Yeah.
I've got something else on the go as well, but I won't until I get right into it. I'll let you know about that one. Okay. That's a bit in depth, that one.
Watch this space.
Yeah, watch this space.
Yeah, keep your eye on now.
It's extremely interesting, that is.
Is it?
Yeah, really.
Cool.
Can't you give us a sneak peek?
No.
A sneak peek?
No.
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 A little hint?
No.
Are you going to become an exorcist?
No.
A demonologist?
No.
So is this to detriment of your Reiki, or is this alongside as well?
You could incorporate it, but it's got nothing to do with healing.
Right.
It's nothing to do with anything like that.
Is Reiki healing then?
Energy healing, isn't it?
Is it eating cakes?
Oh, I'm a master at that.
Already.
I don't know what Reiki is. I know it's a thing where they do all this on you.
They don't actually touch you, do they? There's no
copper pyramids, but nothing to do with.
So I have a sale marketplace of the day for Tanny.
What?
A glass pyramid with a coil in it.
No. Oh, one of those, what do you call them, Nick?
Glass pyramid.
Organites.
Yeah.
Is that what it says?
Why didn't you buy it, Nick?
Brilliant.
No, I think Faye's talking about, you know, the big ones that you sit under.
Yeah, no, I'm not using one of those.
Is that not what you were talking about?
You can, but yeah. I'm not.
You've just got a small one that you put on your head like an hat, haven't you?
No, I'm not.
Like
I'm
one
not
of those umbrella hats.
You were going to get a big one, but you've got nowhere for it now. You've had your meditation shed.
Fucking rabbit will be in it, won't it?
You were dead excited about that as well.
It'll be 100 times bigger.
You pinched it off,
She was so excited, and she was like, oh, my little meditation shed, and it's going to be all zen and fantastic.
I haven't got anything zen in there yet.
House music and rabbits. That's what you got in there.
Honestly.
Banging tunes.
Nobody else in the house wanted it.
Bunny, yeah.
I know.
Nobody else wanted it.
Now everybody's in it.
Nobody wanted it. Everybody thought it was a waste of money, but now everybody else is in it.
Yeah, it's usually the case, isn't it? Oh, dear.
Till March.
Oh, is that your deadline?
Well, you're kicking everybody out at
the
March.
Rabbit will have freeze outside.
A March air.
March air, yeah.
And then that'll be it then.
Oh dear.
Caught my glasses on my microphone.
I will
then.
Do it. I will.
Don't believe you.
Yes, you need to.
You have to believe.
You have to do it. You have to do
believe.
It. I want to believe it says behind you.
I think everybody should make time for themselves, even if it is just to sit with your feet up. Everybody. It's part of this mindfulness and all of this, isn't it? But everybody should. You know, we lead such busy lives, and I think you kind of lose sight of. You don't even sit and think about anything, do you? There's no time to. I know it sounds ridiculous, but there's no time to sit and wonder about anything. It's just constant daily life, isn't it? And
that's all I seem to do, though, is wonder.
What wonder about things?
Billions of questions, and I'm like confused.com. So many questions.
Inquisitive person, aren't you, Nick?
Yeah. Well, and then Faye sends me a video, and then I'm down another rabbit hole, and then that's what she does.
I know.
Confuses me.
I know.
I have cut back on it.
I've cut back.
I have. I've cut back on it. Don't get any answers off anybody anyway, so I've cut back on it.
Well, that's because nobody really knows what to say about your videos, because nobody's really...
They know anything pornographic.
Know anything about them or anything.
If you cut
them
down for 15 minutes a day, you'd be able to just Reiki.
That's why I'm at work. Can't do Reiki at work.
Can you not?
No.
Would they frown upon that?
They frown upon
it. If you're lying down in the office.
I forgot everybody on the couch in the front. Yeah, they wouldn't like that much.
No.
Visitor area.
Everyone, I want
to come in. Sit down.
That'd be a good thing. That would Reiki in the workplace.
Oh,
yeah. Anyway,
that could become the new thing. That's what you're doing, isn't it?
Yeah.
No.
You could go out and do Reiki on the trucks, stop them breaking down. Put your hands on the truck.
Reiki in the workplace, stop people getting stressed, and you know, in the offices, be a mobile. Yeah, visit at work. Be a big thing, that could.
I know somebody that'll be doing this next week now.
Yeah. Mobile
stress. Yeah, doing all now.
Yeah.
Put it all out there. Yeah, that'll be it.
Yeah.
Fab.
Anyway, watch this space.
Watch this space.
Keep tuning back in.
Yeah, keep your eyes peeled on the page. Yeah.
We'll let you know.
Only if you're interested.
So...
If I can get it sorted and done, it'll be extremely.
What?
You'll be able to video it.
Oh,
there'll be action and everything.
Oh, will there? Action.
Yeah.
Actually, action.
That sounds a bit.
Does this involve other people or just yourself?
No, there's a little bit of manifestation in there as well.
Oh God,
crystal balls, we start calling it.
Crystal tits. In this weather.
Oh,
I've had that one already.
How interesting. Very mysterious.
I went down a rabbit hole I shouldn't have done.
Did you?
That's what happened while I was looking up my Reiki things and stuff.
Right.
And I've got too into it. Okay. Maybe that's why I haven't got the 15 minutes video. What should I be doing? Because I'm doing the other thing
instead.
Listen,
on a serious note, right, this was me for 2 years. I just read up. Then I watched a video, and this bloke says, you'll never, ever learn the runes unless you get them out the bag and use them. Because... for 2 years, I was just studying them, looking at them, reading about them, watching videos about it, and I never really learned them until I got them out and used them and did it.
Yeah.
So that's just a bit of advice.
Yeah, but at least you've read up first to know what to do with them.
Too much, though. Because it's all overpowering.
And is the different runes, or are they all basically the same?
No, there's 24 runes.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
There's only 24 to learn?
You say that.
Yeah, but like a pack of tarot, there's 72 cards to know about.
And that's why I decided learn the runes instead. And 10 years on, I'm still learning the runes. But...
how many classes have we got?
No, what it is.
Yeah.
You can't really... If you do a class a week... you can't really learn more than 2 runes a week. I was learning off this guy on Arith Hage, his name is. He's a Norwegian descendant. And he was releasing a video a month. Just one video on one rune a month. So I was studying one rune a month.
Mm.
So at the end of that month, I sort of knew it inside out. But then when you start reading, it's an all different ball game because the rune can change what it means when it's next to another rune. You know what I mean? In a reading.
Well, it's like tarot, isn't it?
Same, yeah.
What's
same
before
sort
and
of
what's
thing.
After can determine the outcome of what it means. On its own, it means something totally different.
Yeah. Can do.
Yeah.
And but where people give a cold reading, I won't do that with runes. If somebody has a reading off me, I need a question. I want a question. Otherwise, it's... Because you can get a rune that says gift. The Gibu rune means gift. But it could be a gift, a present to somebody. Could be receiving a present from somebody. Could be a gift of love. Could be a gift of... You're a great artist or you're a great singer. You've got that gift. You know what I mean? So, unless I've got a question, I don't know what that's...
Got to give it some context,
yes,
haven't you?
Exactly. I don't want to do, and I never will do, a cold reading for somebody. If I do a reading and somebody... Well, if somebody comes to me and wants a reading, they must have a question. Let's have a look at it. Do you know what I mean? And then I can try and...
Yeah.
Tell them what it says. But, yeah, I'm definitely doing it in the new year. Our meditation. I feel as though now this is the path I've got to take. Definitely my meditation. And I've sort of pushed the runes aside a bit. And by me doing this, if I can do a class for...
It's pulling it back for
pulling it back for me, yeah.
Yeah.
So I aren't even drawing a rune now at the time. Not very often, you know what I mean? I used to do that every day.
You've got to make time, Nick. You've got to make time.
I've got time. It's only one.
It
takes 2 seconds, doesn't it? But also, if you came to me with a question, this is...
Nick's got loads.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Yeah, give Nick a reading.
A friend of ours gives a reading on... Tarot, don't he? Yeah. And he's there for 15, 20 minutes telling you. I can answer that question in about 2 minutes with 3 runes, if you know what I mean. I could answer that I can tell you what the runes say.
Yeah.
But then obviously if you want to know more, then they'd have to draw again or whatever. Because there's no nice pictures, as they're saying, well, this means this and this means that. That's just a symbol that means this. You know, so yeah, there is only 24, but it isn't straightforward.
No, what I meant is it like the tarot where there's the same symbols on the cards or the same symbols? You don't get a different pack of runes with different symbols.
Well,
I use
Alder Futhark runes.
Oh.
Yeah, runes.
There's Witch's runes. There's Younger Futhark runes.
Who?
Younger Futhark. The Elder Futhark are just the eldest, the original runes. Younger Futhark were changed. So they were not as old. You can get Norwegian, you can get Swedish.
So if you learned your 24 runes, it doesn't necessarily mean you can read another pack of runes. That's what I'm getting at.
Most of them are.
They are duplicating most of them. There's probably a couple less or a couple more, you know, and different ones. But the ones I read are the most well-known ones. Yeah.
Very good.
So that
could
be
all action then in 2024.
No, that will definitely. It's got to be. I've got to, So, yeah, that's a thing I would do.
I think we can all be a bit, we haven't got time or we push things aside, because thinking back now, we were saying that we've been doing this now for a year. And thinking back how many times we've said, we're going to do this and we're going to do that.
Yeah.
And we've not actually done a lot of what we said we were going to do.
Nothing.
Because life gets in the way. People are busy or we're not all available at the same time or whatever. And we don't end up doing what we'd like to do and what we said we'd do. You know? So maybe this next year coming is the time to... Start afresh, as they say. And
as long as you've got a plan of action.
Yeah.
And
what's this other thing you're
doing now? Things happen.
What's this other thing, did you say?
nearly.
Watch this face. You will be watching.
Yes.
Oh, right. Wow, that is it.
Yeah. I don't know. Depends if I can get a grip of it.
Oh. I'm sure you will.
I don't need other participants. That's the good thing. You do it by yourself. Yeah.
Are we talking remote viewing or
No.
astral projection?
No.
Kind of.
Drugs, you're getting into drugs, aren't you?
God, can't keep nothing secret.
You guessed it.
You don't need drugs where this is going.
Is it Reiki?
No.
Oh, is it not?
No.
So it's not distance Reiki?
No.
I know somebody that does that.
Remote healing?
No, it's not that. I should be doing, because that's what I should be doing, but it's not. I've gone down a different bloody rabbit hole,
Anna.
And this one's like really taken me in.
Right, that's good.
But it's good. You found something that you're really interested in, so that's...
Have you got to do a course on it or anything, or is it just...
Just practice.
Is it School of
there
Excellence?
There isn't a course on it.
Is there not? So you made it up then?
Unless I know specific Jewish people that can help me.
Oh, I know what it is.
DIY
divot boxes.
I need I need somebody in the know.
DIYdivotbox.com.
You need what?
I need somebody in the know.
Do you? Know of what though?
That it'll have to be.
I'm sure you could find somebody on all the social networking and things.
You can't really ask people that.
Is there not a Facebook page for it? Is there not a Facebook page for it?
No.
Or a forum somewhere?
No, I'm wandering around Edgware for a week.
Proper, get a proper one with curly sideburns and stuff in the big hat.
No, Edgware, a big Jewish community. They'll be helping you. They're all Tottenham fans, but they'll be all right.
Tottenham fans.
They are Tottenham fans. I've got a mate who lives there.
So we're still none the wiser now, Faye.
No, we're still none the wiser. But it's basic Judaism.
Luke, she isn't going to tell you, so let's just move on now. Okay. She's not going to tell you anyway.
I can't, because you've got Watch This Space.
Oh,
I can't tell you.
I'm going to be sat there
got
now.
Got Watch This Space.
Sat there doing nothing. No meditating, no work, nothing.
Thinking, what is Faye?
Because Faye's just said, left is hanging.
You're not moving to Palestine, are you?
Not yet, no.
Is that what you're doing?
No. Not yet.
Not yet.
Right, take me there.
Ooh. You're becoming a wanderer.
Yeah. Wandering Faye.
My mind does that anyway, so I'm halfway there. Just the rest of the physical body.
Yeah. Do you know what she's doing, Marie?
I've got no idea.
I thought you did while you were saying you'd find somebody.
I've got no idea. I'm just presuming it'll be something. Not
mysterious.
It'll be something mysterious.
Mysticism.
And it will be something... Like, although it won't be, but it'll be something like the projection or the where something can travel without you actually going.
The thing is, right?
It'll be something like that.
Until I've attempted it correctly and properly, I can't say if it works or not.
Right. Obviously.
So, because the minute you start telling people. Put doubt in your mind, so you're thinking, I bet they are right. You know, I wouldn't ever be able to do that.
Right. So where have you seen this? TikTok?
No.
So you just come across it on the internet, like?
I found something I wanted to buy.
Right.
And as I was Googling that, certain things came up, and then I found a couple of things on the internet about it, and then I had to dig and delve about it, but I did find some very interesting stuff on it. So,
Or the goggles?
No.
Don't buy the actual Aura goggles, but if you can get some of the diacin, I've got the Aura goggles, but if you can get hold of the proper diacin ones, then
are you building a time machine?
No. Build a time machine?
Oh, do you know? Why?
No, you don't need build a time machine.
Just get yourself up at Liverpool.
Yeah, we're right there.
I'll be a Morlock and it can be the Elu.
Elu?
Elu.
Elu. I don't know what one of them is.
It's off the time machine.
I didn't watch that. I know what you mean the time machine because Sheldon had one.
That's it.
Yeah. I know what the Warlock is as well because they were in it, but I didn't see any Elu on it.
Elu.
Cool.
Fabulous. I've got to change my mindset as well, because that's proving a bit difficult for me at the minute.
Why?
I'm on a bit of a low vibration.
Are you?
I'm not high enough.
Oh, God.
I need them vibration. Drugs, probably, yeah. Nick.
Pyramid. Yeah.
Which ones?
Pyramid at.
Get a pyramid. Which ones you need? Yeah, get a pyramid at.
Which ones you need? You'll be able to sort you.
I've invested in some proper crystals now, some ones that should do it good, so...
So it's crystal work, is it?
Crystal meth, yeah.
Not meth.
I should be all right.
I thought you said that as well.
I've never.
What did you say?
Bismuth, not meth.
I thought you said crystal meth.
Crystal meth. I thought you said that as well.
Oh, yeah, that'll do.
Nice
so,
bit of bismuth.
So you like your crystals. You that like should, crystals, don't you? Do you?
Yeah,
that should fire me vibe.
You don't like crystals, do you? Do you like crystals?
They hold a lot of energy, crystals, do
I like crystals.
I've got a bowl full in there, haven't I? But
did you see the article in the Sentinel?
What about?
About that couple selling crystals.
No.
I think it said something like the something like $200,000 a year they're selling of crystals.
They're making them themselves?
No. And someone's tagged the woman in the shop of me, so that's where I got mine.
Oh, stunning.
What was the article?
It was just saying about how they've turned the hobby into really good business.
Right.
Basically. I don't know if they're even local, you know what the Sentinel's like. It could have
been in London.
Yeah, it could have been down there somewhere. Yeah, it could have been anywhere.
So what are you doing,
they're making a bit of a comeback at the moment, aren't they?
No, but I'd like to incorporate the crystals.
Ooh. I'm not going
to
ask anymore.
Or I'd like to incorporate that on the Reiki as well.
She's not telling us,
so I'm not going to ask anymore.
I can't tell you, because if you say to me...
That won't happen.
What a load of bulls there is, Faye.
Yeah.
Then it'll plant that seed, so I'm not allowing anyone to do
that. I think that's the bestest idea you've ever had.
I do as well.
What, not telling anybody? Not
telling anybody.
Whatever it is, it's fabulous and it's going to work.
Yeah.
But you've got to watch this.
As long as it isn't what I'm thinking, and that won't work.
It will work. I have faith in it.
Good. Very good. Right then.
So we're still none the wiser.
No, it doesn't matter.
Watch this space.
40 minutes in, and we're still none the wiser.
That's all right. Because when she actually does do it, then we'll be filming it. And then
When it happens, when I do it.
Yeah.
It'll be unique around here. I'm telling you that.
Will
it?
Will it?
At the Nuke. Oh,
there we go then.
You heard it here first. Fabulous.
Yes. Mud wrestling.
I'm not doing that again.
What did you say the other night? in a bath of beans.
Yeah. What, who brought that up?
I think Mark was talking about women fighting.
Oh, not again.
Yeah. And Nick went, what, in a bath of beans?
Yeah. we need Mark back because he's got Do Us Again hypnosis, hasn't he?
Oh, another past life regression,
We need it again.
Yeah. You missed out on that, didn't you, Nick?
Yeah. I did.
We need to do that again, definitely.
Everybody said I could play.
You didn't bother turning up.
Exactly. Yeah. You just CBA. So.
It's all a load of shit, isn't it? I'm only joking.
Mark.
Get him, Mark.
I'm looking forward to that actually.
Yeah, we should arrange that.
QHHT. That hypnosis. QHT to QHHT. That what Dolores Cannon did?
I don't know. I thought you was on about some kind of lesbian movement or something. I don't know what you was on about.
Where is your head tonight?
It's not Christmas yet, Nick.
You was on about these QHTs and all this. Like, what's that
QHT?
About?
What's that got to do with?
Rudeness. There's not rudeness. Why have you brought rudeness into it? You just
have I heard something? What did he say?
Is it a lesbian movement?
That's got nothing to do with rudeness.
Not a position.
Anyway, back to ghosts.
Let's change the subject quick. Why would you even think Faye would be talking about that?
I don't know. She's come out with letters and...
QHHT.
What is it, Faye?
QHHT. It's a method. It's the method that Dolores Cannon...
For regression.
Yes. But she that's where she had got all her information about people being abducted and aliens.
Right, okay.
And who was speaking to who and all of that.
Right.
It was a method that
Mark was telling us on the social evening that we have is that one of the very well-known and self-respected.
We
don't know who it is, but Mark does, obviously. Has been doing these past life regressions for, I think he said, about 25, 30 years. And he was saying...
Taught Mark, didn't he?
And he was saying that just lately, the past few years, that he's having more and more of these past life regressions where people are coming through saying that they've come from
different planets,
in a previous life, and he'd never had that before. You know, so so that was quite interesting, wasn't it? Because I was
jumping
like, well,
on it, aren't they now?
Yeah, and I was like, well, it's more like, you know,
ship.
Who's jumping on it though?
Everyone.
Well, it's more out there, Faye, isn't it? It's more out there in the public eye.
That more people are going forward for hypnosis. Whereas before, I used to speak to people and say, "Have you ever tried hypnosis?" And we're going for that. And now everyone's like, "Oh yeah, go for that." So more people are literally going for hypnosis, aren't they now?
So you know when
you say
that you don't want to say what you want to do because you don't want nobody's seed planting in your head,
yes.
So you'd rather not. So I think a little bit like that with this past life regression. So it's really easy, as you know, to plant seeds, whether you think it's affecting you or not. I think somebody gives you a little seed there, it makes you think.
But
even if it's in the back of your head.
How can some of these, like, if you were to be put under hypnosis, mm-hmm. and then start talking fluent Spanish, who's planted that seed for you to enable you to
know.
Sit there and
I have
talk
no idea
fluent
about
Spanish?
I don't know
or
about
French or
foreign
like,
languages,
you know what I mean?
My point was, is with this coming from different planets, is it's more out there in the public eye and people are hearing more about it and it's more acceptable to talk about it. Whereas before, you were thought of being a bit of a nutcase if you talked about aliens and spaceships and stuff. And now it's more acceptable and people, you know, and it's on the news and governments are talking about it. So it's bringing it forward into people's minds. And if it's there in their head, when they do have these past life regressions, and it was a question I put to Mark on Monday, is if somebody, we know how it works because we went through it with Mark.
I didn't.
So if you're thinking about something in your head and you're thinking about it very much like, they often say that you can dream about things of what you were thinking before you fell asleep. Very similar to that. So these past life regressions, are they coming in just because it's in your head and it's you haven't actually been there? It's just in your mind. So I was like, oh, how do you know the difference between the two? How can you tell the difference when you're doing these regressions of what's just in somebody's mind and what could possibly be a real past life? Do you know what
I
mean?
You'd have to be there to listen to the information they were passing on, wouldn't you?
I think he was saying, I can't actually remember what he was. I can't remember what he was saying and how we could.
I wasn't listening.
That's helpful. So yeah. So I was just thinking.
He was
I wonder why.
I was.
I wonder why now these people are only coming forward and they all of a sudden they're on different planets, rather than just being.
But that's what
Dolores
has been doing for. How many years? Since the 60s?
But this guy's been doing this for 25, 30 years and he's never had that crop up until lately. So something shifted somewhere, hasn't it? As he's never had it in 30 years and now all of a sudden he's not just had one or even two at a push. You know, he's having more and more all the time. So that kind of begs the question, well, why? What's changed?
Well, it's either, you know, like you say, people have had seeds planted, or if you look the other side of it, are they contacting more?
Well,
we don't know, do we? No. Try and get through. We don't know.
No. But nonetheless, very interesting.
Oh, and by the way, let me just tell you.
Go on.
My thing isn't a conspiracy.
Get off.
No.
It is.
It's not a conspiracy.
It's
I'm telling
conspiracy.
You now.
Well, I'm not
it's
interested.
It's a real thing.
If it isn't a conspiracy it's coming a conspiracy. From you, then I'm not interested.
How can you be interested in anything but a conspiracy, Faye? Yeah. Where's conspiracy. That come from?
Conspiracy Faye, we call you.
Yeah. CF, for short.
CF.
I've heard worse. We should do a conspiracy evening.
I just tend to do this a lot.
I don't look into them or anything like that.
I actually spent 5 minutes with my head on the table in there on Monday listening to some of the conspiracies going on.
It's not conspiracies. She's a man.
Me?
Oh, no, not you.
Oh, no. We can't go into that.
I'm not even going into it.
Oh, is she a man now as well? For God's sake.
Sandra Bullock. She's been one for a while, hasn't she?
What, like since birth?
She's
been one since she was born.
Dear
she's
God.
Been longer than Uzi to what's his name?
Keanu.
No, no, go on.
The Kardashian guy.
Oh, oh.
What's his name? Her name, him.
Caitlin.
Yeah.
Caitlin or Bruce.
Sandra's been one longer than him. Her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For God's sake. Yeah. Swear to God.
Did you not know?
No. Who else is a man, Faye?
Obama's Michelle.
Michael. Oh, there you go.
Yeah. There you go. That's exactly
who we was talking about.
I've never heard that.
Have you not? Have you not seen the pictures?
No. What pictures?
Have you not? Have you not?
It was Ding Dong.
No. Have you the picture of?
Is it?
Yeah. Hey, are we going to get done for this? Can you get done probably. For mentioning names?
Well, yeah,
you're going to okay, have men in black suits this, knocking on your door.
This picture of
all women.
Or the man in the red jacket, 00100110.
Well, he didn't turn up, did he?
Not yet, Marie.
Oh.
There's the picture of Mr. OB with his friend Michael in teenage years.
Oh, yeah, no,
who's the suggesting
that.
Image of his wife now, funnily
right,
enough.
Yeah.
The wig on.
God's
sake. See? You don't believe us,
don't
do you?
Know. No, Anna still
we need,
don't.
We need the follow up. We need the
face cut. Face
Anna still
face
don't.
Knows.
We need
she
the follow
knows.
Up of the lady on the plane.
Yes.
Surely there's a number three.
Yes, it should be.
She's disappeared again. We need her back again.
There's a lot of fake videos they were using, like lookalikes and stuff, weren't they? There was a lot of fake follow-ups about that. That's the issue these days. Yeah. You don't know what believe and what's made up and what isn't these days.
No.
So,
it's funny.
Fab.
Do you know what else I found out?
Go on.
That I read.
Go on.
Now, this is off. If anyone knows if this is wrong, but this is off a Christian site about the Bible.
Definitely wrong, man.
That in the Bible, it never states that you go to heaven after you die. I didn't know that.
Oh, I don't know.
Apparently, you're left in a sleep state,
yeah.
And it listed all of the verse, all of the thingies.
Purgatory is supposed to be between heaven and hell.
So you're saying in a sleep state, like as if you're in a coma, with no feelings, no thoughts, there's no conscious, no nothing.
Right.
However, scriptures do state that God's people will rise again with the second coming of Jesus Christ and will rule the world. The earth, walk the earth with him. Never states in there that you go to heaven.
Yeah, but it says.
I was like, what?
But it says that there's only 144,000 that it's going to happen to you.
No, that's Jehovah's Witnesses that say that.
Yeah.
See? Now, Faye actually could answer that, whereas I'd just go.
That's Jehovah's Witnesses that state that. That's their faith that say there's only 144,000 that will go.
That's just to the frequency. It's 144 hertz. That's what
point
it's
two.
That's what it's talking about. Hertz. It's hertz. It's in that book. It's in that book I brought.
I'm just telling you what I've read.
I know.
Same
that's
as you.
Good. That's good. Thank
I
you.
Answered you. Did I not?
Yeah, you did.
You did.
You did. Did. Well done, baby.
I was there.
Spot on.
I answered Nick Taft.
Spot on.
Tonight.
Jovos.
Eh?
Yeah, straight on.
The only reason I read, the only reason I know that answer was because I was.
I have the watchtower every week.
No.
Yeah.
No. Do you know what
watchtower
though? Because I've never actually known. I was reading up on their faith because I've never actually known properly what it was all about.
Okay.
I was told from a young age that they'd not even believe that Jesus had been born yet. That's why they didn't. Celebrate Christmas and birthdays and things like that, but it isn't.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway. I know nothing about the Jehovah's Witnesses.
They don't celebrate Christmas, do they?
I would have done if I had read that book, but we haven't got it.
They have, don't they have colour days? Colour days. I used to work with a lady who was a Jehovah's Witness, and she said that they didn't buy their children gifts for Christmas and or for birthdays. But what they did have, they had colour days. Don't know what the significance was, but they might have a blue day or a red day or whatever where they actually did buy each other gifts with that colour.
Because Christmas isn't even on 25th of December, is it? He wasn't born on... Christmas is different, isn't it?
The problem is, they've changed...
The date.
About dates. They've changed the dates from... You know when they went changed over to the Gregorian calendar?
Is that when we had 13 months?
Yeah. So I actually worked it out yesterday. And we are, according to the calendar, we're something like in 1987, I think. That's the year now. We're 1987, not 2023.
And if we went, 15, if we did have 13 months, something like that, we'd be richer.
They went from 13 months, because there's 13 moon cycles in a year, isn't there? So, and the council still work on 13 months. When you're paying rent to the councils, they work on 13 months still. So we've lost a month every year from 1574, something like that. So which takes us back to 1987, I think.
Oh, it'd be 17 again. How lovely.
Just thinking that.
How lovely that would be.
I'll tell you what else as well.
Go on.
I did find 15 minutes this week.
Did you?
Let me get it right now. I'll tell you what I was reading about. Now we're going biblical a little bit.
Yeah, it's good.
I did read that Jesus' teachings are a bit different than what the Bible says. However, he did go to... You know when I've said to you, was it Reiki he was using? And people said, no, you do that in the Bible. Well, he went to Tibet. He went to Tibet to learn Reiki.
Okay.
He went to India to learn the mysticism. And he went to another place to learn... something else. I can't remember what it is now. And shouldn't have said anything.
Egypt.
Shouldn't
have.
Was it Egypt?
He was in Egypt.
That was it.
For a while. They actually reckon that he come to England as well.
Egypt for it might have been the Egypt for the mysticism then.
Yeah, I think it.
Tibet for the Reiki, and India for there was another thing that he was taught, and that's what he used.
Meditation.
Yeah, I bet he found 15 minutes a day.
I bet he did.
Easy.
So it was Reiki.
And do we think that it was a guy that was doing these kind of things that are so accepted today is why he was looked upon as being...
Oh, there's rabbit holes about that, because some say
he was a little bit sort of magical, an alien being.
Yeah, I believe.
That's why he came with the light and did all of this. He was an alien being. Some people just think he was just a normal person that went and learnt the gifts and then... did that. You see, God, that's another thing. So people think God's a person.
She sits here every week all quiet, don't she? And she says, I don't know anything about anything.
Yeah.
That's an asset.
I just difference, found 15 minutes.
Difference when she can be bothered.
I know.
When she's not falling asleep.
No. Should have heard the Reiki instead.
I was quite surprised he went to Tibet to learn the Reiki, though.
Oh, where should he have gone?
I don't know, but I just didn't think of Tibet for Reiki. Meditation and things like that, but Reiki healing, I just don't know why. I was surprised at Tibet.
Maybe it was after the Bigfoot or the Sasquatch.
Don't know. So I've learnt a little bit this week.
I'm sure, was it with you, Faye, where we read that article, or it could have been with one of you guys? There was something out there, wasn't there? There were some videos playing, saying about this Reiki being not an evil thing.
Oh, yeah,
but can you remember where they said, like, they swapped one gift for another kind of thing?
Yeah.
I can't remember the ins and outs of that, but I remember... See, I do read some of the stuff you send. Yeah.
So there you go.
Stop.
So it's either satanic...
evil.
But Jesus used it and learnt it.
So you're doing...
So what is it?
So you, what you're is doing it? Evil stuff.
Ooh.
But, yeah, but like Catholic Church, I think that's more evil than good. I do believe that.
Oof. Some very controversial things going on tonight, isn't there?
Banned, this one is.
I know, yeah, it'll be taken off air, this one will.
The third time.
If
anyone wants a lovely video to watch and a great podcast on a video.
This one is the one.
Billy Carson. You've Billy been Carson. Lied to by Billy Carson.
Right, okay. That's what you've been doing all week, is it?
I love Billy Carson. I do now. I've only just found him, but the knowledge and the information he has as well. He's been around the world. He's been 2.5 times around the world.
2.5?
He didn't finish the third one off.
So how did he get back to where he started from?
I don't
then?
Know. I've no idea. Ring in, he's on a podcast.
He just went side to side there, didn't he? He didn't go round because it's flat.
Yeah, he didn't go around the flat all day.
Believe me. Have a listen.
I do think about that, what we were talking about on Monday about shaking the jar on some of these, when these people say things. Do you know what I mean? Resonates with me, that did. Yeah.
What's that?
Shaking the jar.
What about it?
It was saying, I think it was just what do you call them? Not a meme, but you know, like the sayings that come up on your Facebook page from time to time.
The red ant?
Yes. Yeah. And about.
Do you miss anything that's on social media?
Do I miss it?
Do you know everything that's been on social media? You do,
no.
Don't you?
No.
Yeah. You could teach people, couldn't you, about social media?
No.
Yes, it was about the red and the black ants.
I don't see anything. Nothing whatsoever, I don't.
I probably see a lot more than I realise. It's just none of it really strikes a chord with me, so I don't tend to remember. Excuse me, I don't tend to remember it, but every now and then something sort of resonates with me and then that bit sticks in my head. And the bit about the ants, because I think it's a lot to do with false information and how people tell you things to create a reaction. And how it sends ripples and waves across and it builds and it gathers momentum, you know what I mean? And it's just somebody shaking the jar.
We had this argument at home because Larry was arguing with me and he said to me, you don't believe in anything Christian anymore. The words he said to me.
Okay.
And I said, well, where have you had that from? He says, well, you don't, do you? I said, well, why? I said, what do you believe in? He says, well, I believe in the Bible. I says, where have I haven't said I believe anything in the Bible? Well, what about Jesus? I said, I've just told you about Jesus. I said, what about God? I said, well, what do you believe God is? And he said, well, God is. I said, God, from what I can gather, God is not a person. It's an energy. God is could be the universe because he's how it's. If I said, if you read the Bible a bit, it would be as God is an energy.
He's
all around. But God. I said to Larry.
Larry, is he a Christian?
I said,
God is, yeah. My God isn't.
No, when he was saying to me about believing in the Bible and believing, I said, well, what Bible are you reading? What Bible are you reading? The one that's been rewritten and 72 books taken out of it. That one that's been rewritten by the Catholic Church. Do you know what I mean?
Is he Catholic?
Talk about misinformation.
Is he Catholic?
No.
But not just that. The Jehovah's are took.
Everybody's rewritten. But
they've blatantly done it. You go down Luke, whatever it is, and then when they get to the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost, whatever you want to call it, they delete that. But they don't even replace the numbers. It's like a jump. So you know there's one.
The verse is missing.
And one of the most interesting books they've taken out, the Book of Enoch. Mm. Why? Mm. Why would you take it out? So why would you...
Mess with the word
believe
God.
And go against other people for something that's been knocked about, rewritten, books taken out, pages taken out.
And
why would you?
And
do you
knock
know
on
what
your
I mean?
Door and they say this is the word of God. Well, why have you took that verse out if that's the word of God? Why have you edited him?
So unless you can get your hands on the original old Hebrew Bible, that's
more
to
that's
more to the.
Got one
to the. To translated. The preachable thing.
It's Hebrew, Greek and English, isn't it?
Yeah, interlinear Bible. Mm. It's got all three languages. It's good. It's directly...
No, I've read it, but it's a nice colour, blue.
It's one of the things religion is just, well, causes wars, doesn't it?
It's not for me.
you know, it causes wars.
I just take a bit from and I think if, what I want. And
it's
just,
a bit like when people say spirituality and ghosts is evil. I'm not doing, you're not doing anything evil. Why, if you can, if somebody's got the gift of speaking to somebody that's passed,
I think
why
if everybody, I think if everybody had the freedom and the right to believe and what they wanted to believe without any comeback or arguments or retaliation off anybody else, the world would be a much better place, wouldn't it? If I believe in this, that's fine. I'm not hurting you. You don't believe in it, but you've no right to tell me I shouldn't. And you believe in what you believe in, and that's how it should be. Shouldn't it? Unfortunately,
it shouldn't be evil just because
unfortunately,
you know what I mean?
It's not. If you don't have the same religion as me, then I have to discredit your religion.
Yeah.
And that shouldn't be. It just shouldn't be. But it's the way of the world, and it's not going to change anytime soon, is it? So. And on that note,
good night.
There you go.
It's good night from me.
And it's good night from him. Yeah.
And me, I'm knackered this week.
So thanks for listening again.
Yeah. So we can call it a day then.
We can call it a day. So I think, will this be the last one before Christmas now?
Probably.
So have a fabulous Christmas, if that's the case, if we're not back.
Or a happy Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Happy Hanukkah, Monica.
Happy holidays or whatever it is that's the correct thing to say these days.
Yeah.
And
Christmas for the Christians.
Yule blessing.
Yule blessing.
All the people who like chocolate logs.
Yes.
Well, I'll have a chocolate log.
Oh yeah.
Off Lisa.
Oh.
Okay, take care.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.